We're in Hilchas Netilas Yadayim, Simen Kuf Samach. We're up to Siv Gimel, and we will be doing from Gimel through Vav. Mayim Shlifnei HaNapoch, water that is sitting in front of a smith. Afal Pi Shalom Nishtanu Marein, even though the water looks clean, Psulim, their puzzle. Bipnei Shabi Yadua Shanasa Behem Malacha. It is clear that it was used for Malacha. Why does a smith have water in front of him? Because when he goes and heats up metal and bangs it into shape, then he goes and dips it into water to cool it off. Dahainu shekiba behen habarzel. You know that he put out the glowing metal with the water. That's what it's there for. So even if you see no simen whatsoever in the water that has been done, the assumption is that it was already used. Whereas shelofnei hasapar, the water in front of a barber. In Nishtanu Mareyem Psulim Vimlav Ksherim. If the water looks filthy, then you know he must have cleaned his scissors in them. But if the water doesn't look filthy, then we have no reason to assume that it was used yet, and we would say that they're kosher for Netilas Yadayim. Siv Dalid Mayim Sheshosu Mehem HaTarnagolim. Water that the chickens drank from. O Shel Lokak Pirish Shtiyas HaKelav Nikra Lakika. The way dogs eat is the way they drink is through their tongues. Or a dog went and sipped water from it. Me'am akelev. Yesh misha posel. There's one daya that says that this is posel. Ve'ein dvar of nirin. And the mechaber says that he holds it's not so. Ela bein be'elu, bein b'chol shar, bein achaya va'of yesh la'achshir. The mechaber shita is that if any animal drank for it, it is kosher for netilas yadayim. Now, why exactly are there machmirim? Because the halacha is that for mechatas, for mayim chayim that's used for the parah aduma, it says that if a chicken or a dog drank from it, then it is pasul. There's a machlokas rishonim there what the isser is. Some hold that it's considered nasis behem malacha. Because these animals, when they drink, they don't swallow everything they drink, but some falls back. Others learn that there's some other reason that it's puzzle there, and it doesn't apply here whatsoever. And yet others say that even if it's called malacha with regard to mechatos, that doesn't mean it's enough of a malacha to go and puzzle it for netilas yadayim. So the machaber sheet is that for any animal, there is no iser whatsoever. The achronim are machmir. In two cases, that is in the case of a dog, or in the case of a chazir, the reason being that to us it is mo'us. The chayadam is mekel b'shas hadchak even there. What about water that a snake drank from? So that's not water that one drinks. One would not use it for netilas yadayim either, but bizman hazeh, mayim megulim, since snakes are not common, there's a halacha that water that's left out overnight, you're not supposed to drink for fear that a snake drank from it and put his poison in it. First of all, bizman hazeh, we are mekel generally, because snakes are uncommon. Even for those that are machmir not to drink it, they could still use it for netilas yadayim. The halacha is that if you have water that is pusel and it got mixed with water that is kosher, it is batel berov. Not only that, but it could even be mashlim l'revius. You could even count it for the revius, provided that there hasn't been a change in color where it looks like something. It looks like it's pusel. Next, if hey, ein malacha poseles el b'mayim shu'uvin. Malacha only passels in water that is not mikveh or meimayon. Bein shein bechli, bein shein bekarka. Whether it's in a keli, whether it's on the ground. Avaloba mei mikveh o mayon ba'oda mechuborim. Not in mayim, in mei mikveh or meimayon, while they're in the mayon. There it is not going to passel. Means malacha is only passels mei netila. Malacha does not passel mayim for tefila. In the next case, Sivav, Chamei Ha'ur, water that's been heated up by the fire, Notlam Mehem Liyadayim Afilu Em Chamin Shayat Soledes. The Mechaber holds that it is kosher even though the water is Yat Soledes Bo. means you're gonna draw your hands away. Nevertheless, it's kosher. Pirush kol shekreso shel tinok nichva heimenu. This is water that is so hot that the keres, the stomach of an infant would burn if it were touched. That means an adult will normally pull away his hand. It's still kosher until the sidayim. Why? Even though we're afraid that the person is going to wash very quickly and maybe afraid to wash all of himself, the machaber sheet is that it is mutter. There are machmirim. The Mishnah Berurah's maskana is that you should not use yatzaledes water unless you have absolutely nothing else. Now, lukewarm water is permissible. Not only that, but water that was once boiling and is now lukewarm is kosher, even though there's one day and not, but that's the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says a very simple thing. If the only water you have is yatzaledes, but wait a little bit, in which case it will no longer be hot.